The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. My dear friends in Christ, for the last 4 weeks in our Sunday services, our epistle readings have been from the epistle to the Hebrew Christians. And now this epistle, as I've said repeatedly in those services, is one that we don't know who the God-inspired author of the book was, but we do know that it is a beautiful message for us to consider today. It's a beautiful message for us to consider today because, well, those Hebrew Christians, they were being tempted to go back to their old Jewish ways and to abandon Christianity because it could have been easier for them. It could have made their lives simpler. And now when I say go back to their old Jewish ways, I'm not talking about the ways of, Abraham and King David. Because basically, when you get right down to it, Abraham and King David, they were Christians. They were believing in the promises of God. They were believing in the promised Christ. They just didn't know the fulfillment that we know today as Christians. But those Hebrew Christians back at this time, they were being tempted to go back to their old Jewish ways. And those old Jewish ways, or Judaism, that what they were tempted to go back is to that religion that encouraged them, told them that what they needed to do is they needed to follow those Old Testament laws and ceremonies if they were going to make themselves right with God. But this letter, and our reading in particular, is saying, keep looking to Jesus. That's the beauty of the letter. Keep looking in faith to Jesus and the promises of God, because as our reading concludes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And we can depend on him and trust in him for our eternal salvation. But as people who keep looking in faith to Jesus and to the promises of God, our reading does give us some practical instruction for our lives of faith in Jesus the Savior. Our faith in Jesus, what it does is it motivates us to strive to follow God's law, to do his will. And now we're talking about his will. We're not talking about those ceremonies, the sacrifices that were required in Old Testament times. Our faith in Jesus, it motivates us to follow God's will, to look at keeping his moral law, the commandments. But as we strive to follow God's will, we will not want to be thinking about trying to make ourselves right with God by doing what we do. Because it's Jesus' life and death and resurrection. That's what makes us right with God. So we strive to do God's will, to thank our God for all that he has done for us, for making us right with God. And our reading is saying, keep loving each other as brothers. And a more literal translation of this section says of those words, let brotherly love continue. love for fellow Christians of God's family. Keep on loving each other. Our reading says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it." Now, he's encouraging us to show love for others, and it doesn't just have to be brothers and sisters in Christ. It can be anyone. In times of persecution and flight, like they were in back in those days, what Christians did is they depended on fellow Christians. If they had to run, well, then maybe they'd find a fellow Christian who could show them love and entertain strangers. And when it says, by so doing, some people have entertained angels, well, think about what happened with Abraham. Abraham had Jesus and two angels come and visit him. And then those two angels went on to visit Lot. And both men entertained those angels and showed, well, what we'd say is Christian love to them, huh? And now in our lives, who knows, we may at times entertain angels as well. But here, the reading is really just saying to us, receive those strangers as though God himself had sent them. Show Christian hospitality. Our reading says, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. And now, remember those in jail, and maybe it might be especially thinking about persecuted Christians who had been thrown in jail. Help them if you can. Give them food, clothing, medical care, spiritual encouragement, thinking of the people back then. Work for their release if possible. But it says, do this, well, pray for them. Do this as if you yourselves were in prison. See, it could be you. And the fact of the matter is, as we think about the world that we live in today, it could be us someday too. Who knows what's going to happen with the religious freedom that we have right now, if it could be taken away from us, if we could be thrown into prison for standing up for Jesus. But keep on loving each other. Keep on looking for those opportunities to show each other the love that Christ has already shown to you and to me. His great love, our love. Well, we show that love to God, to our fellow man, not to repay God for the love that he's given to us, but just to show love, knowing the great love God has shown us first. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for the love you have shown us in giving us Jesus, who lived, died, and rose from the dead for us, and for giving us the Holy Spirit so we believe in Jesus for our salvation. Help us in thankfulness for that love to always be ready to keep on loving each other. We pray in Jesus' name, in the name of him who loved us first. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.